Listening Test 5, Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people criticise the computer they use when travelling. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the criticism each speaker makes of their computer. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
Compared to the tiny keyboard on some models, this one is easy to operate because it's a decent size. That, though, is not true of the monitor, and I often find myself having to reduce the size of text to the point where it's hard to make out if I want the whole document visible at the same time. On the other hand, its dimensions mean it fits easily into a travel bag, and weight isn't a problem either. One final point. For a relatively cheap model, it doesn't look bad at all.
Speaker 2.
I took it with me to Australia, and in most respects I found it ideal. It was handy for getting information on the places I was visiting, for storing and viewing photos, and of course for emailing, instant messaging and video conferencing. The only time it let me down was when a pop-up message suddenly appeared telling me it needed charging again after just a few hours. Out there in the desert, I was a long way from the nearest electricity supply. Something similar happened again a few days later, but other than that, it performed well throughout my time abroad.
Speaker 3.
In many ways, it's a great little machine, with pluses that include its appearance, its small but well-designed keyboard, its weight at just under a kilo, and also the size of the screen, which is 30 centimetres. The device is more than adequate for visual applications, but the same can't be said for musical or speech functions, most likely on account of the tiny speakers. Apart from that, I'm very happy with it, and I'd recommend it to anyone who needs to stay online and in touch while travelling.
Speaker 4.
I soon got used to the virtual keyboard, and in fact I now prefer it to the traditional kind. I've also adapted to the smaller screen size on this one, and found a way of ensuring the sound quality is always high. My only complaint is that there's no simple way of plugging in things like printers, though of course, wherever possible, I avoid making hard copies for the sake of the environment. I also like the fact that it uses very little energy, which means it can go for long periods of time without recharging.
Speaker 5.
Someone like me with quite big hands is constantly at risk of hitting more than one letter or symbol at a time, which makes writing long messages or documents rather tricky. Reading them, though, is fine, and there's no problem running lots of applications because it's such a powerful little device. Another advantage is that music sounds excellent when played through the speakers, unlike on other small laptops or on tablets. Above all, the fact that it can last for 10 hours without charging means you can take it just about anywhere without worrying whether it's suddenly going to shut down.
That is the end of Part 3. Now turn to Part 4.